Gillibrand wants independent prosecutors to investigate sexual assaults in the military because she says victims feel pressured to not report abuse when commanding officers lead the prosecution. She's essentially asking for far-reaching changes in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Pentagon brass vigorously opposed the measure, arguing that officers should have more responsibility, not less, for the conduct of the men and women they lead. In a call with reporters today, Gillibrand says she has asked the Pentagon for sexual assault data from four major military bases in the U.S., one for each of the service branches. She says she thinks more statistics will get her the 5 votes she needs to pass the Senate.
I mean, the military has been very reluctant to share facts. And, you know, the pressure's on. And so I think we'll have more luck getting facts in the next 6 months than we had getting facts the last 6 months.
Last month, the Associated Press released documents from the U.S. base in Okinawa, Japan, that showed sex crime perpetrators very rarely received prison time and that victims were reluctant to come forward. Opponents of Gillibrand's bill say there have been dozens of reforms in the last year that make the military sympathetic to victims. If her bill were to pass the Senate, it would face even longer odds in the House. Charles Lane, WSHU News.